Jeff Kropel is standing inside a dark green industrial dumpster, on top of a mound of trash. He pulls out a Bible, and a set of matching placemats, and a tablecloth.
It's a desk lamp.
Oh, here are some ping pong balls. Ping pong, anyone?
Kropel hands these things to Christian Hanneman down below. Hanneman showed up at the temple today to volunteer his time. He thought he'd be pulling weeds in the garden, and instead he found himself inside a dumpster.
You know, stuff I have at home isn't as good as some of these things that people are throwing in the trash.
You could hear the glass crunch when Jeff Kropel jumped down from the dumpster. The dumpster's located in a University of Michigan student neighborhood. The basic drill is that the Buddhists take the things from the trash, and then they clean and fix them up for their annual yard sale. The stuff they find is really nice. We're talking North Face jackets and brand new coffee makers. Before he leaves, Kropel pulls out a stick of incense from a tiny container in his shirt, and he lights it. Then he softly recites a few lines of dedication, makes a bow, and tucks the incense into the corner of the dumpster to give thanks.
It's kind of strange how there's so much waste, and even within the waste, we get plenty. We get all that we need, and it's good. So burning the incense is kind of an offering to reminding that, you know, even in the waste, even in the trash, there's good stuff.
Kropel is a member of the Ann Arbor Zen Buddhist Temple. Haju Sunim is the temple's priest. And she says dumpster diving is actually a modern-day version of a Buddhist tradition. In the time of the Buddha, monks and nuns would make their clothes from the scraps they found on corpses, or from whatever they salvaged from garbage piles. Even today, some modern-day Buddhists make and wear their own patched robes.
In the whole tradition of the patched robe monk, there is this whole thing about making things last a long time, patching them, and taking care with soap to make it last as long as you can. Actually, just taking care of a set of clothing to make it last for a long time has a whole kind of spiritual aspect to it, if you do it.
If you take care of your things, instead of just throwing them out when they're still usable. Lenny Bass has organized the sale for the past 12 years. He's memorized all the major dumpster locations within several miles of campus. And he knows the best stuff comes from the dumpsters surrounding the fraternities and sororities. Bass says when he stands inside a dumpster overflowing with perfectly usable things, he really understands what people mean when they talk about a consumer throwaway society. Right now, Bass is popping his head inside several different dumpsters to figure out if they're really worth going through. He loves dumpster diving, but he says it's also challenging.
I think when I was growing up, I had this idea that people who jumped into garbage cans and dumpsters had to be really in dire straits, really, really messed up people. Not much in that one. You know, and so that perception that I used to have flies against what I'm doing now, because I have to combat that perception of myself and know that other people have that perception of me as well.
Not everyone loves the dumpster divers. Sometimes people yell at them to get out of their trash, or they threaten to call the cops. But looking through the trash in this town is perfectly legal. Bass says when he was in college, he was one of those kids who would chuck all of his things in the trash at the end of the year. But he's changed. Now he thinks dumpster diving actually has its own spiritual qualities.
I don't come home from dumpster diving feeling like, oh my God, I've become enlightened. I come home and I'm filthy and it's disgusting, and yet there's some part of it, you know, that deeper part that has undergone just slightly more of a transformation about how I see the world. And I think the more experiences you can have putting yourself out there and in these kind of situations, the more you grow into a real person, whether you want to call that godly or whatever.
About half of the things that the temple sold this year came from private donations, and the other half straight from the trash. There were things people thought had no value. The temple raised $12,000 this year from their sale. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.